WRVU 428. Just want to let you know you're putting out APRS data. WRUX 245, standing by. WRHW 478 monitoring.
Good morning, Michigan. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WSAG 266, portable. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
WRTV 448, Groveland County, Kurt, on the mobile. Good morning, Bob, do you read me?
Morning, sir. WRZP 544, I have you. Lima Charlie, roger.
Copy that. It's been a week or two, Bob, since I've spoken with you. How have you been?
Getting better every day. I started physical therapy last Tuesday there from the old neck and spine surgery, roger. And doing much better. Thank you for asking, sir.
I'm going to remember some dollars and some work before I hit on 15 on my baby.
We are in the low 70s and heavily overcasted and expected rain here most of the day, roger. Like I lost you there. We'll try again. We'll catch you around the band now. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency, sir. Copy that. We'll catch you around the bend, I'm sure, sir. Be safe out there and drive careful, roger. Pleasure, sir. We'll do it again. Take care. WRZP 544, Cleveland Net.
WSTI 392 mobile.
WRPS 211 mobile monitoring. Over. WRPS 211. WRPS 211 Jack. Are you up and about? Romeo, Papa, Sierra, 211, calling Jack. Jack, come back, over.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile, listening.
WRPS 211, mobile Saginaw monitoring.
Station, I had the radio down in the cancer call. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile. How are you?
WRPS 211, Jack, you out there? This traffic is no bueno already. Northbound 75.
WRVV 525 mobile.
Five two five. Good afternoon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
How's it going, 810? What's got going on for this holiday weekend?
I'm not really sure. Now we're going to see how the weather goes. Probably take the kids to the beach somewhere if the weather's nice enough. Other than that, I'm not sure. I looked on the calendar, but there seems to be a whole lot going on around here.
Yeah, beach sounds good. It's nice and warm. Where about you transmitting from?
Right now I'm currently in Cairo, coming to you off the Mayville machine.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I'm eastbound on 94 over here near the Detroit Romulus Airport on Detroit machine. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the plan for the weekend here myself. Got a couple of festivals around town, the Jazz Fest downtown, and the festival in Hamtramck, too. Some bands playing at, so trying to figure it out. No concrete plans yet, though.
Yeah, roger that. I looked, I would figure Frankenmuth would have something going on this weekend, but according to their schedule, they don't really have much. I know there's a car show tomorrow, but, well, I might be interested in that. The kids won't be. I think it's the European Auto Show, and then I think next weekend is the regular Car Fest in Frankenmuth, and I'm going to try to avoid that because it's going to be a mess over there.
Yeah, that can be tough to get all the people cruising and taking it slow and tourists and watching stuff. So I know we had to deal with the Dream Cruise down here a couple weekends ago. So yeah, it's good fun though to see some old cars and stuff. Sounds neat, a European one. I haven't seen one of those, so that'll be cool. But yeah, otherwise just cruising. So. Yeah, how's you guys? How's the weather up your way today?
Yeah, right now it's about 80 and a little bit humid. I'm not gonna go on the side here for a second. I got a phone call coming in. I'll be on the side for a minute. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Gotcha. I'll be monitoring in the mobile here for another, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or so. WRVV 525.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211, 85E5. What'd you say that car show was at, located at?
He stepped to the side, I think, for a phone call, so he might be able to answer that in a minute or two here. I believe he said somewhere in the Frankenmuth area, but not positive on that. WRVV525.
Roger that. I'll try to get him back when he steps back on here and the monitoring or whatnot. WIPS 211, monitoring.
WSAG 266, portable.
This is WRVV525. Did you say portable? You got to run on battery power, or what do you got going on there?
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Just running HT this morning. You're sounding pretty good there.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you're sounding good yourself on the HT. Which repeater are you coming in on? I'm on the Detroit repeater, northbound on Southfield Freeway right now.
Yeah, I'm up on the Mayville machine.
Okay, good deal, yeah. Good day for, you're on a walk or you just hanging out at home on the HT? What you got going on?
Well, from the last blow we had earlier this week, I'm cleaning up a 50-foot line that was over the front of, in the front yard, overlapping the phone line. Phone company came up, got it off the line, and bucked it up a bit. But the XYL and I bucked it up and hauled a lot of it off. And then I just got off the mower and for, I don't know, at least an hour on there and just taking a break.
Okay, yeah, that's sorry to hear you lost a big tree like that. But, yeah, good deal. You got it cleaned up for the most part anyway. I know, yeah, we got a lot of people were out of power yesterday, the day before around here. My wife had the day off work, so they were out of power. So some nasty storms ran through real quick, but doesn't sound like there was anybody, too many people getting hurt anyway. So
yeah, I got a picture up on my QRZ page. Yeah, I'm kind of keeping an eye on the weather this afternoon also. I'll see what transpires there, but again, just kind of keeping a weather eye out.
Yep, it's that time of year, always the summer storms and all that, so good to have a radio in that case, I guess, you know, and hours out and all that, something to contact people and play around with, at least.
Yeah, it does come in handy. I've talked to a lot of people on GMRS, and maybe more so, they have more rag shoes on GMRS than I do on AMBANDS.
Yeah, same here, actually. You know, sometimes it's hard to get people to talk on the handbands, you know. The same familiar faces want to talk to a small group or whatever. You throw out a call and get nothing back. But GMRS people tend to be a little pretty friendly anyway. So, yeah, bounce around back and forth on both.
same here. I'm not going to say any more about it. Just same here. I'm on both all the time. Often, I should say.
Any plans for the holiday weekend here? Once you got the yard all cleaned up? WRVV 525.
Well, it depends on how much of the grass I get mowed this afternoon. Maybe do a bit of grooming. Sit around and listen to one of the radios, that's for sure.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Good to have a radio around and hear what's kind of traffic out there going on, so I'm sure you'll figure something out. Grilling is always a good choice for the Labor Day weekend while the summer is still here.
Yeah, fall's right around the corner. I'm kind of interested to see what happens this winter, as much rain as we've got this summer. If you use the S word, is snow, it's a four-letter word, but I wonder how much cold and snow we're going to get this winter.
Yeah, I haven't heard any predictions on that myself. The old Farmer's Almanac or whatever. I'm not sure what they're predicting as a whole for the season, but we'll find out soon enough. I don't know. Yeah, the snow can be rough from time to time, but anymore I feel like I enjoy at least the cooler weather. I don't know about the bitter cold, but the heat gets to me after a while.
Yeah, I'm okay with the heat. It's the humidity. I mean, if I had 107 degrees with about 40% humidity, that's when my juices start flowing. Maybe that's too much information. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you're right on the humidity there. I was out in Utah a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty warm, but yeah, this is definitely drier, so it's a little bit more bearable than this sticky wetness we got around here.
Oh, I didn't ask. You got any plans for the holiday?
Nothing concrete yet. Well, I'm visiting a friend's new house tomorrow, but otherwise, got some festivals around town, the Jazz Fest downtown and the Labor Day Fest in Hamtramck, too. I know Jack White's playing with a band called the Henchmen at the Labor Day Fest on Monday in Hamtramck, so I was considering going down there, but it's the school night. The kids got school in the morning, so I got to figure out if I'm going to be able to do that or not. But probably make an appearance at one or both of those festivals at some point over the weekend. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I read that Jack White was going to have a real small show someplace, and I don't remember where it was, but that would be a good concert to grab.
Yeah, he recently released an album, kind of a surprise album, and then he did a small show at St. Andrew's Hall downtown. I didn't catch that one, but then they just recently announced this his appearance at the Labor Day Fest in Hamtramck, so we'll see if I can make it over there or not. It's free, so that's a plus.
Well, I hope you hit that concert. That sounds like a pretty good time. And I hadn't heard his new stuff. I guess I'm just I'll go take a look at it and give it a listen, give it a spin.
Yeah, I can't say I've taken a deep dive into the new stuff, but I've heard some of it. I think the album's called No Name. Sounds similar, you know, to some of the classic stuff you're probably used to. So, yeah, worth a listen, no doubt about that.
All right, Dan, I think I'm going to take finish up my break here and try to get back out on the mower. Always really good to hear you out there, and be safe down there in the Hinkley Boonies. And we'll talk to you real soon. I'll be around. Okay, WSAG 266, and I'll be monitoring for a little bit. And I'll be clear on your final, Dan, with you.
Yeah, not bad timing. I'm pulling up my house here in just about 1 minute. So, good morning, got mixed up. My name is Nick, by the way, over here in Southfield. It's WRVV525. So, yeah, enjoy your weekend, and I'll catch you around next time.
Thanks for correcting me, Nick. I had you confused with somebody else. That's all right. Hey, have a good day. And, again, good luck to get to that concert, man.
WRYV 421 mobile.
W5E21 mobile, got you loud and proud. This is WRPS 211 mobile out. Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211 mobile, Midland and monitoring.
SDM 993 for radio check.
WRZ 2544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Hello, Bob, this is WSBW 226. In Mayville, actually Millington, but I'm the Mayville repeater. Name is John.
here now, John, WRZP 544. So far, so good. Getting some much-needed rain up here. Currently about 73 degrees. Roger.
Well, we had 85 degrees, and I was looking at the weather map, and probably won't see anything until much later. Everything seems to be going north of Millington.
Do that. Well, it's Mother Nature. We're going to take what she gives us. So, well, enjoy your day there. I got to run out here real quick. I got a dog issue. WRZP 544. Talk again. Thank you.
Okay, Bob. Yep. I used to stop in at Sheboygan when I used to fly. I would land at the airport of Sheboygan and refuel, and then I'd hop over to Mackinac Island or Boys Blank Island. I used to go to both of them. So I know the airport of Sheboygan real well. 373, talk to you later. This is WSBW 226 in Millington.
Roger that, 226. Well, you get up here, give me a holler, and I'll come out there and put a handshake and an eyeball on you as well. Be safe and travel safe. WRZP 544 monitoring.
Same to you, Bob. Have a happy and safe Labor Day.
Check, check.
ESPN 993 for radio check.
Loud and clear, sir, in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
Do that, WSBM 993, clear, monitoring station.
What's your location, over? Alrighty then, WRZP 544, monitoring.
WSCI 783, mobile
to base.
Copy.
Base,
go ahead.
I have the package, and I'm heading out.
Very good. I just unlocked the back door for you. You should be all set. WSCI 783, base. I'm standby.
WSCI
783
on standby.
WSCI 783 station 392, copy.
WSCI 392, I got you.
How's it going today? Having a tough day at work, or is it a breeze for a Friday?
Yeah, so far, quiet and nice and easy. Good for Friday. Probably most people not in the office.
That's good. Looks like the storm's going to hit us sometime after 4 o'clock. It looks like closer to 5.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing on my phone, so we'll see how it goes. We'll be in second scan.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have better luck than the last one.
Yeah, you're not getting wind machine to us. Yeah.
You say you're mobile?
I was mobile earlier. Me and Harrison went grocery shopping.
Okay, good. Any ideas for tomorrow?
Chicken tacos.
Okay, well, let us know if we need to bring anything. Just send us a text, I guess.
Roger that.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. This is WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSCI 783 to 392, copy.
Copy.
No school for the kiddos today?
No, half day Monday, and no school today, and no school Monday.
Well, I'm so happy they went back to school, you know?
Yeah, as brief as it was, they're still not in the swing. They were quite tired by yesterday.
Sounds good. All right, WSCI 783 on standby.
All right, WSCI 392 is clear.
WRZX 218, standing by.
Afternoon, Randall. WRZB 544. How are you today, sir?
Afternoon there, Bob. Well, we're trying to stay cool, number one. And eyes open for another storm, over.
Comfortable 77 degrees here, and we had some showers come through this morning. Currently overcast, but so far so good. Yourself?
Yeah, maybe after 6 today, they said showers. With some storm, you know, more storm, I think, than a shower, but keep an eye open, they say. We'll see what happens. Lost my power for about 12 hours for that one Tuesday, though. Go ahead.
That's a bummer to hear. That's never good unless you're prepared. I don't have a Generac generator. I do have a generator in case power goes. I should have it hooked up to my natural gas as well, but I don't. About the only thing I run here anyway is a freezer and a refrigerator, and so I'm blessed in that respect, and I have natural gas for my heating, so yeah, that's a real bummer. I hope you did all right, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. No, I have a generator, too. 1,000 watts, a little overkill for what I need, but
somebody's playing games, brother. You got stepped on, big gun. Channel's locked up there, Randall. We'll try again in a while. WRZP 544. We'll try it again there, Randall. You still by the frequency?
Yeah, I'm here. Anyways, we made it. No harm done, over.
Good deal. I understand there's quite a bit of tree damage down there, but nothing serious. So we'll keep you all in our prayers and stay dry, brother, or stay wet, whichever you prefer there. We like the weather up here. We need the rain. It helps the garden grow, and we're below normal for rainfall up here this year, so we'll hope for some more. Randall, always a pleasure, sir. Be safe, and my best to you and yours. WRZP 544, clear on your final.
Roger that, Bob. Okay. Take care up there, too. We'll just sweat this day out and see what the next couple bring. Have a good Labor Day, and I'll talk at you later. This is WRZX 218. We're clear.
Check, check.
Anybody else stuck in traffic on I-75 northbound by Bay City?
Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211. It is pretty packed on 75, that is for sure. Northbound.
WSBU 344, yes, pretty backed up, Bay City, bumper to bumper, and moving about 10 miles an hour.
USBM 993 monitoring.
Labor Day. It'll be the Hillbilly 500 out there. Y'all drive safe. WRZP 544. Bob, somebody's out here trying to get hold of you. The BRFK 359 is in the car. J Roger that. Thank you, Robert. And good afternoon. WRZT 544. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, 544 WSBM 993. I was just wondering how it sounded out there.
I'm on an HT here up in Sheboygan County, currently not at the base station. You are readable, sir. Lima Charlie with very little popcorn in the background. Roger.
Roger that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
You bet, 993. What's the personal on that end, over?
My name is Chad. Your name is Chad, copy?
Copy, Chad. Have a happy and safe Labor Day weekend there, and best to you and yours. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring.
You too, Bob. WSBM 993, clear.
Again, Robert.
Welcome, sir. WRFK 359. North End of Wyandotte. We're on time monitoring.
Don't run away that quick, Robert. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Hey, how'd you weather those storms down there, sir?
All we got was a little bit of high winds, nothing really severe. The lady across the street, she got her porch swing, and one hanging from the rafters. I think it was tossed in her bedroom window, I think it was. And other than that, that was just fine. I guess we got another one coming in tonight, huh?
That on nothing but the high winds. Well, we were blessed here. It missed all of us. It stayed all south of us. We have had light rain here early this morning. It's overcast, and hopefully we'll get some more. We need it up here. Well, Robert, always a pleasure to hear you in my receipt. Take care. I'm glad you weathered the storm, sir. WRZT 544, clear on your final, Robert.
He's all good. This is Whiskey Robert Frank King, 359, North End of Wyandotte. We'll be cleared and monitoring. Have a good day, man.
You too, sir.
This is 783, copy. What's going on?
What are you doing?
I'm taking Grandma and Granty to Friday night dinner.
Hey.
Oh, the real question is, what are you doing?
Fortnite.
Sounds exciting. What about Belle? What's going on with Belle?
She's
following in your footsteps?
No, she just won't listen. She played on here at Patterson, and then Mom made us come home.
Okay. Are you playing hockey tomorrow?
Maybe.
Maybe? What kind of answer is that?
Alright, I'm gonna go back to gaming. Alright, see you tomorrow. This is WSCI, 392. That's your final.
Alright, well, you have fun. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear.
WRVV 690 mobile. WRSB 676. WR Victor Victor 690. WRVV 690 clear.
USPS 386 mobile.
WRUG 488. This is WRHW 478. WRU. WRHW 478. Clear station.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211 is clear and monitoring.
WRTR 570 monitoring.
what time are the storms rolling in today?
Station call, WRZP 544.
WRTR 570. Anybody in the Flint area getting rain yet?
So for just a minute, I'm currently hauling a load of thunderstorms in from Lansing down 21. So in about, oh, I don't know, 45 minutes, I'll have your rain ready for you.
Alright, just trying to figure if we want to eat outside or inside, because we see it coming.
Well, I'm bringing some heavy rain and thunder, so got a lot of lightning. I don't know how much it's going to clip Genesee County, but I'm currently cutting across Shiawassee, and I've been told it's sprinkled already in Flint Township. And it's a couple miles behind me right now.
Okay, driver, stay ahead of it. We're going to go inside.
You have a good dinner. I'm going to be a long ways till I get dinner yet. WSCY 84. 2 on the move, eastbound.
WRTR 570 clearing and going to eat dinner.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482. Do a repeater check. Monitoring.
Working good. WRTR 570.
Thank you, 570.
WSDZ 571 out of Troy, Michigan, trying to see how far I can get on a 5-watt portable.
WSDZ 77, I'm on the phone repeater and you're coming through the system pretty well.
WROG 594, coming at you in Grand Lake, I can hear you all the way out here.
WRZP 544, we have you loud and clear in Sheboygan County.
Copy, thank you, gentlemen. WSDZ 571 is on a KG935G cluster of stock antenna.
That's a great little radio. I have one of those myself.
WSAD 296, got you loud and clear, Oak Harbor, Ohio.
WRCQ 432 in Bay City, Michigan, you're loud and clear. Everybody is tonight.
WSCC 7726. WSBC 277, the previous transmission was very scratchy and barely intelligible.
This is Whiskey Delta. Whiskey Sugar Delta in the back, 816 Stadium in Lorain, Ohio.
I think it's at 7 o'clock, Ohio, WRZZ 873.
radio check, WFEC 690. WRPB 448, go ahead, radio check.
Thank you. First time using the radio, wanted to make sure I programmed it correctly.
Well, not only did you program it correctly, you're sounding pretty good. What's your location? I'm in Groveland Township, near Mount Holly. Over.
Just passing Clio on I-75. Over.
All right, I'm going to assume you're on the Flint repeater, 725, I believe.
I lost you there, but yeah, I'm headed north on I-75.
Copy that. Are you heading up north for some recreation this weekend? Over.
Correct. Family weekend away.
Oh, very good. Definitely, you'll be enjoying listening to the radio now that you got it programmed and you're able to use it. My name is Kurt. I'm Groveland Township. I'm a base station. WRPB 448. Over.
Losing connection pretty bad. I am on a handheld, obviously. Over.
Copy that. Didn't know if you were on a mobile or a handheld. You're making it pretty decent with a handheld from a mobile. Over.
Great to hear. Thank you. Yeah, the next step is to get a mobile rig to Metro.
Well, very good. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So this is Kurt from Groveland Township, WRPB 448, and I will be clear on your final. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well. WFEC 90. Radio check, WFEC 690.
WRPB 448, go ahead, 690. Do you copy? WRPB 448, monitoring. WRPB 448, tone check.
Thank you.
able to see better. I'm gonna hopefully go to the eye doctor before too long and see how much difference there is.
Good, Dane. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, you got to take care of that eye. That's the main thing. We all have to do that. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, that dried blood is kind of powdered inside that eye, and it moves around.
It's good that you got rid of it. All right, Dane, good talking to you, and you take care. I got to get me some water to drink. So I'll talk to you in a little bit anyhow. WIUG 88, Rochester Hills.
Okay, Jack, I'll catch you in a bit. This is WSTQ 816, Dan and Lorraine. I'm going to be standing by.
Station out there, 218. Station out there, 218. WIUG 88, copy. Try it one more time. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 88. Copy. WIUG 88. Clear.
WRPB 448. Hello, Jack. This is Kurt from Groveland Township. Over.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing today? I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just sitting down relaxing. Got our power back yesterday, and this is my first day back on the radio for a couple days. Over.
Roger, I'm glad you have your power back. I guess there's another storm coming in Macomb, that's what they say. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on my computer looking at the radar, and both north of me, the Flint area, and also saw some lightning activity south near where you're speaking of. Over.
I don't know. Well, in here, it's a little bit, clear and a little bit of wind going on. Not much really going on here, but that's what I heard. Macomb County, there's a storm coming in till about 8:15.
Yeah, Macomb County's definitely seen its more than its share. So, yeah, our best wishes to anyone in Macomb County tonight. Over.
Roger. Anyhow, I'm glad you got your power back at least. Everything is normal. I hope you don't lose too much food out there either. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG. 88.
Always a little
Kurt, this
you.
Is Dan in Lorraine, Ohio.
448, Kurt from Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.
How about it, Kurt? This is Dan in Lorraine, Ohio.
Well, hello. You're definitely making the trip loud and clear. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Seems like you don't need any more storms over your way. Yeah, that's bad stuff.
Yeah, we had plenty of trees down, but, you know, I live in the middle of the woods, kind of, so, you know, it takes them a little longer to find the wires when they fall. We had generator, but I generally don't run my radio equipment on my generator because of the sine wave. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I got a little generator. The only thing I can use it for is the refrigerator and a couple of lights.
Well, I've got a 8,000-watt Generac portable, and not terribly happy with the voltage output on it. Nothing beats a Honda, but, you know, Honda, obviously, a couple thousand bucks more. Over.
Yeah, copy that. My son got one of those great big ones for the whole house, and when the power went out over at his house, he had that came on in about 15 seconds, and everything was back on over there. But that was very expensive.
Yeah, after you pay the darn thing off, then you gotta pay the gas company to run it for an extended amount of time. Over.
Yeah, at least you don't have to go to the gas station and keep filling it up.
Yeah, copy that. That's a major, major plus right there. And also when it gets frigid, it's a major plus. Over.
Yeah, I tried to start my generator and I couldn't get it started. Luckily our power was only out for a little while, and that's been a couple of weeks ago. But I'm going to have to clean the carburetor out on that or something.
Yeah, that's an important piece of the equipment to be down. Hopefully you can get that thing up and running before winter. Over.
Yeah, the problem is you don't even think about it until you need it, you know, and sometimes it sits for a couple of years and, you know, you don't even use it.
Well, when I'm up on my schedule, I try to run mine every month, but lately it's been about every 3 months, and then we just used it for, I think we only used it for 6 hours, and we were out of power for 48 hours. Over.
Yeah, that's no fun. It takes you to make those like my snowblower, where it has a cord that you plug in someplace. Of course, it wouldn't do any good if you're out of power. You got to when I need it, I just plug it into the wall and run that snowblower. No matter how long it takes, you just keep turning it over till it starts.
Well, that sounds pretty nice. I don't have a snowblower. My driveway's probably about a whole 30 feet, so yeah, we just shovel it or four-wheel it. That's about the best we do in the winter. Over.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I got where I couldn't shovel snow, and so my wife had to shovel the snow, and so when she had to shovel it, she decided that we was going to get a snowblower.
Yeah, I hear that. You know, the wife's wind's out sometimes, so yeah, it's all good though. You're coming in loud and clear. This is WRPB 448 for identification.
This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. Again, WSBQ 816, Dan and Lorraine.
Well, copy that. You're making the trip. I'm going to let you go. It's been a pleasure to make your acquaintance. It's great talking with you. I hope to speak with you again in the very near future. I know there'd be a couple other people might want to speak with you as well. This is WRPB 448, and I will be clear on your final. Have a great evening.
All right, you have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is the old retired railroad engineer saying 73. Bye-bye. About a 10 WRTX 930. Are you out there, Ken? About WSAI 432, this is Dan and Lorraine calling. About a Darren, WRQX 613, this is Dan, WSBQ 816 in Lorraine, Ohio. About a Dave in Flushing, you got a copy?
WRCZ873. It's that fella in Lorraine, Ohio, still out there. How you doing tonight, man? It's a nice night. Nice day.
I'm doing pretty good. All of a sudden, I got a lot of noise in this place. I got a train going right behind my house. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Well, maybe you need to go outside. Are you on a walkie-talkie?
We're getting a little bit of weather over the lake. It'll probably clear up shortly. Just thought you might want to know there, Dan. WRUX 245.
Thank you, Billy Bucks, for telling me that. Thank you.
Go ahead. I heard somebody see you up out there. This is This is Dan in Lorraine.
Yeah, Dan, that guy that had that APRS sound in Kaiser Beach, all he does is ever conjunct the repeater. He never sits on his hoff. Just for your information, WRUX 245.
I hate when that happens. He must not have his license.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine, but yeah, it does get annoying from time to time. That's
I'm sure if he had his license, he would talk.
Yeah, you know, you would certainly hope so. And I know there's a few people out there that, listen more than talk, but, yeah, I would assume he would want to get on the radio at least once or twice.
Yeah, well, I'm sure when he gets his license, he'll be on here. What kind of equipment you got over there?
Well, right now I'm on an HP in the backyard. It's a Wotion 835 the G Plus.
Yeah, I'm on a great big antique radio. It's a Midland, great big antique radio, weighs about 11 pounds.
Yeah, correct. I think I remember you telling me about that. And I think you're using an antenna that you made, too. But, yeah, inside the house, I've got a base running in there, and that's a bureau. It's PRN 7500, and it's more of like an Android-based radio. It has no face on it, so you control everything through a tablet or a smartphone. But, yeah, it works great. Really like that radio. And, yeah, you're sounding really good right now. I know we had a little bit of weather there over the lake that kind of got choppy for a minute, but coming in great now.
Yeah, this old radio is from the 70s, I think it is. In fact, I was looking on the internet, and I found it on a radio museum site. I found it in the museum.
Yeah, that's nice. It's always good to have some of those old radios still working. You know, they just don't build things like they used to. Yeah, I like some of those old radios. If I see something like this, pick it up.
Yeah, this one's kind of weird. It's just got the channel selector and a light that it gets green when somebody talks. And I got a squelch and a volume and a channel selector. And no screen at all. It's kind of narrow, but it's the radio part of it is very long. And this thing feels like it's solid concrete when you try to pick it up.
Yeah, that's for sure. Some of those old ones do get heavy. But yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, you sound really good, so yeah, I wouldn't change anything, and I guess you really don't need all those fancy little doodads. You know, all you really do need is volume, squelch, and a channel knob, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I like this old radio, but I can't seem to talk to anybody local. All I can talk to is Michigan over there. I don't know what the deal is, but it works that way anyway.
Yeah, correct. One thing you might want to check on that is to make sure that on your receive you don't have a PL tone programmed into the radio. If you do, it'll weed out anybody that doesn't have that tone. And, you know, I'm not sure how that radio works, if when you turn the tone on, if it, you know, goes to both transmit and receive, or if you can program them independently. But that could be an issue.
Well, I don't have to worry about tones. There's no tones in this radio.
Got to be some sort of a tone in the radio, otherwise you wouldn't be seeing up this repeater.
I don't know. What's the tone in that repeater? Is that a 141 or a 131?
Well, I know on the Mount Clemens it's the 141.3. I would have to double check on the Detroit. I thought it was the same, but it's different.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got another radio just like this that somebody added the tones into it, but I hooked it up and it burned up my power supply, so I don't get to play with the tones.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you had somebody program the radio to get this channel in or not, but the only way you can heat up this repeater is to throw that tone out with it.
Well, I got this radio off of the Internet, and I paid $39 for it.
Well, that's not bad at all. That's a good price. But, yeah, I would do a little research. I don't know if you have one or not. But, you know, try looking into the CTCSS tones and see if there's a way to change it or, you know, just turn it off temporarily. You know, I do have, you know, on mine I can just push a button to turn the tones off temporarily. Or I can use a talk around function to talk on the air. On the output instead of on the input, like somebody's input. But, yeah, I would assume you've got to have some sort of setting there somehow. Because, yeah, like I say, the only way to get into any of these repeaters is to have that side tone with it.
Well, I've gotten into the 131.8 repeaters over there and also the 141.3 repeaters over there, so I don't know anything about it, honestly.
Yeah, basically all that is a side tone that comes out along with your transmission when you hold the push to talk button, and it opens up the code tone squelch control. So once it hears that tone, the squelch opens up and it'll start to receive the transmission. So yeah, there has to be a setting on the radio.
Yeah, I know how the tones work on my other radios. I got a repeater about a quarter mile from my house, but it doesn't go very far. It only goes about 10 miles, I can talk to my wife, you know, about 10 miles away from walkie-talkie to walkie-talkie.
Yeah, that's kind of common with the Redifus and the Balefang repeaters and stuff that people have out there. I do know that the system here doesn't use repeaters that are anything like that. They're more of a commercial rack system, so they're quite a bit more robust, and you know, it shows. They do a great job, that's for sure.
Yeah, this repeater over by us, it's in the woods. I mean, I don't see how it gets out at all, but I have had it work about 10 miles, so I know it goes that far, but I don't see how it gets out being in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, I don't see how it would get out either. It would make sense to me as, you know, somebody that has a little hunting party or something like that that needs a little bit more coverage than the radios can do themselves. You know, that might be why somebody's got it out there.
We don't have very many repeaters around here. I mean, there's almost nobody on GMRS. None of the cities around here has a repeater except this little one by me. Nobody uses that one.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Even here, it's kind of a similar situation. There's AM repeaters out, but as far as GMRS, you've got, you know, the MIA system that runs up and down, but in this area, other than that, all I've got is the Troy, which is more of a standalone that, you know, you get onto when you're talking to somebody you don't want the whole state to listen in.
Yeah, I was surprised to get Michigan over there. I'm about 30 miles west of Cleveland, and I was surprised I could get there. I'm going straight across the water because I'm about 2 blocks from Lake Erie.
Yeah, right. And every time the sun goes down, you know, morning and evenings when you got that temperature inversion, open the fans right up. But, you know, it seems like lately we've even been able to get through during the day. So, yeah, things are really good this time of year.
Yeah, a lot of times I can hear you guys over my handheld, and that's not even going through a repeater over here.
Yeah, it's definitely a good system, and it makes it across that lake very well. You know, gotta give it up to the guys that maintain it. They do a great job.
The FCC is trying to get rid of all these link systems, so
yeah, I've seen that they updated their terminology on some of the antiquated terms they had, and you know, did that. You know, they're giving people time to comply too. But as far as I know, there's also a push to try to get something through with the FCC to allow them to do the linking. So we'll see where everything goes. You know, I know the guys that run this system are well versed on the rules and regulations, and they stay in contact with the FCC, so they know what they're doing, and if there's an issue, they'll take care of it.
Well, the FCC put out a paper once upon a time saying it was okay to link them before, and that's why everybody started linking the repeaters. Because there was a paper put out saying that it was okay, and now they change everything. I don't know if the left hand knows what the right hand is doing over there. I mean, after they went into a meeting with a bunch of ham guys, the ham guys said that they didn't want us to have this.
Yeah, I saw the luncheon too. I watched that extremely long video in its entirety. And I mean, when they came out with it, the terminology was telephony. You know, you weren't allowed to connect them through telephone. And you know, when internet came along, you know, then hey, wasn't telephone. You were allowed to put them up with the internet, and now these people are trying to say, well, you know, a telephone line, that includes everything. It includes internet, it includes everything. So they changed their terminology a little bit, and they're working things out, but I'm sure they'll get it straightened out sometime here in the future.
I'm sure all the ham guys are deciding what we're going to do. I mean, they want to be in charge anyway.
Yeah, I can see the point you've got, but you know, one thing to remember is the guys that run this system, they're all hams. You know, this is one of the I hate to say it, but a lower system on their belt. You know, the other systems they have are much more important than the GMRS. It was kind of like a last-ditch thing, and you know, something they can get in the state to help out people that are traveling. And you know, it's doing its job. That's what it's there for. And I haven't heard any complaints about it personally. So I kind of hope it all continues myself.
I can tell you're a ham.
Well, not yet. But yeah, I could go in and pass my test. I'm just practicing a little more because I want to go right in and get my general instead of just taking the test. So I'm getting an average of about 60 to 70% on the general. So I still got a little bit of more work to do before I go out there and take that test.
I got a 70 and I quit. I was done.
Right. Yeah, I get that. But, you know, it's not quite 70 every single time I take the test. You know, it's between 60 and 70. So, you know, I want to make sure I'm getting at least an 80, 85 and, you know, feel comfortable. And then I'm going to go in and take it and just nail them both out.
All right, we got a breaker in there. Go ahead.
WRFK3599. This is Bob, Robert L. Wyandotte. About your discussion about the repeaters. They don't do it by phone wire. They do it by microwave. They shoot one microwave to the other repeater and from there on. That's how they can get by with the FCC. The FCC, how they look at it anyway, they don't like the way this is amazing. So I wouldn't worry about it. The BRFK, they find out would be clear.
Well, it's going to have to be changed. I doubt if it'll be stopped, but it'll have to be changed where the FCC can't say anything about it.
Yeah, and I'd also like to mention, if you talk to anybody that runs the MIH system, the microwave system is not used for linking the repeaters and cannot be used for that. The repeaters are all connected through the internet.
Yeah, the microwave is just used for heating up my breakfast.
Yeah, they mainly use it for sending information packets, you know, email and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's a good system to get through the county and through the entire state.
But something will have to be changed. I'm sure they can work something out where they can't call the phone line. Hopefully they'll figure it out.
What they did update their terminology, which is where all this kind of screw up is coming into play. But you know, from what my understanding is, they've got a few more things to figure out before they really start deciding and sending any information out to ask people to shut them down.
Well, they shut down that network in New York. They completely shut that club down out there.
Yeah, yeah, I heard. Another system that was shut down as well, but both of those were due to people, you know, causing interference and cussing on the radio, not using their call signs, you know, just general rule breaking.
Now that's very unusual for CMRS.
Yeah, tell me about it. WRUX 245.
This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec 816. Dan and Lorraine. Man, I'm losing my voice.
Yep, yep. We got to make sure we get that call sign out there before our time runs up. But yeah, you know, it's always a good thing for people to practice following the rules anyway. You know, it makes everything go a little bit smoother out there.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've made a lot of contacts over there in Michigan, and it's that was really nice to be able to do that.
Oh yeah, and you know, even if something happened and the linking went down, you'd still be able to hit that in this area, and you know, the majority of the people that you've been talking to are in the southern part of the state anyway, so you know, you'll still get them. I know there's you know, when you start getting up north, that's not going to be possible, but yeah, it's still going to be a good system, and still be able to make it either way. But I actually hope that it doesn't go anywhere. I would love to see this system stay in place. It's a brick system, and it, you know, gives people what they need. Gives you coverage no matter where you're at, and if you need help, you can get help. So, yeah, kudos to them, and I hope it stays. That's for sure.
I think if they took it down, I would still be able to hit that one repeater to the north of Detroit, straight from Lorraine over here.
Oh yeah, yeah, I bet you would. You might be able to hit both Detroit and maybe even the Mount Clemens. That one you might be able to hit too.
But even if I could only talk to one repeater, there still should be a few guys that I could talk to.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. There'll be people monitoring those channels no matter what. You know, that's what we got here, and, you know, that's what people are going to be listening to. Either way, you'll still be able to contact whoever you want.
Yeah, I'm just lucky to be right along the lake. I even talked to somebody in Ohio, out in Toledo, which is a long ways from me. I was surprised to talk to Toledo, Ohio over there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I heard that maybe, 4 days ago or so. But, yeah, you know, it's great. It's nice, you know, on GMRS to be able to get that far. And that's really saying something.
I don't know if there's any link repeaters in Ohio or not. At least I know there's not any in northern Ohio, because I haven't been able to get to any of them. If there is, I don't know what the deal is. There's just very few repeaters in Ohio.
Yeah, I did notice that. I thought there was a small link system in Ohio that had 3 or 4 repeaters, but, you know, don't quote me on that. I kind of thought it was, like, the southwestern part of Ohio.
Yeah, that must be around Cincinnati down there or something.
Yeah, that's what I believe it was, somewhere around that area. You know, get, don't quote me on it, but I believe I remember one down there, so you know, it might be something to look into. You might be able to hit that.
I can't hit anything that far. I mean, I can only go radio to repeater about 80-something miles.
Oh, okay. Do you have an antenna that's up in the air, or is it, you know, ground level?
It's about 8 feet in the air, and the antenna is about 8 feet long.
All right, yeah, I mean, it's probably a good 20 feet or so. You know, you might be able to get out a little bit farther, but, yeah, I don't know if you'll be able to get that far or not. I would assume on a good day, if your antenna's high enough, you should be able to.
Yeah, I got a place for that antenna, but, I mean, I got another CB antenna that's broke, and, is a Starduster. It broke, and, I need to take that down and put this antenna up there, but I'm going blind and I can't do much of anything anymore. I'm 71 years old, and the last time I tried to do something on the ladder, I had the ladder fall with me. So when you're blind, you don't take too many chances anymore.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it's not good to be falling off a ladder, that's for sure. You know, if I was a little bit closer to you, I would offer to come by and help you hook that antenna up. But yeah, it's a little bit of a drive to get from here to Ohio, so might have to find somebody a little bit closer.
Getting a lot of noise, I understand. You hear it over there?
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of noise, too. We got some real spotty weather that's coming through, and it's, you know, probably something moving in the path.
WSCF-550, hi, gentlemen.
I know what that is, but it's awful loud over here.
All right, yeah, I'm not hearing it very loud over here, but yeah, there was a breaking station, 550. Go ahead.
Hey, new user with new radio, new antenna. I appreciate your talk on tones. I got to understand what a tone was and finally able to make my radio work so I can hit a repeater and talk to somebody. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Glad it could help. WRUX 245. Name here is Jim.
My name is Craig. I'm in Millington, Michigan.
All right, yeah. Sounds really good. You're coming in nice and clear, so yeah. Good thing there that it could help and got you working.
Fantastic. You can't believe how frustrated I've been. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good night. WSCF 550.
F-550, sounding good in Ohio. WSDP 439. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Dan, I don't know if you've ever happened across the internet and checked out mygmrs.com. I pulled up Lorain, Ohio. I don't know what frequency you're talking on,
but 462.725 is the frequency for the Flint repeater that you might be hitting. I have no clue. And the tone for the Flint repeater is 141.3, which I think it is for all of the linked repeaters throughout the state. There is one in Lorain, same exact megahertz, 462.725, but the input tone is 131.8. So if you put, I don't know if you know how to change those or not, your input tones, but you would be on a whole different repeater, which might get you to some of your local guys a little bit better.
Yeah, and I'll also
and
another repeater, that's what you start doing in linking and moving up the state, up the coastline or whatever. Might have been how you hit Toledo. I have no clue. But I know sometimes those green circles can interphase with another green circle in another town with another repeater. And that's how they link them up. I'm not sure if they do or if it is, but it might be an idea to how to get the guys that are close to Lorain anyways. They might be able to tell you. Another thing is to look up maybe a club in Ohio, and they might be able to tell you.
Well, I know none of these are linked together. I can get the link for features over there. Fishing is all over the place, but I can't get anything over here.
Yeah, that's a little bit odd there, Dan, because I can get into that one there in Lorain. I can get in and out of that just fine on a decent night.
I can hit it with my HPs, no problem, because I'm close, but
Yeah, that is correct. I've only managed to get one person on that repeater. It usually is very fast. So I don't know if he was just letting me know if somebody was trying to key in or not, but I figured I'd give it a little bit of a break and see if somebody really was there. But, yeah, it's kind of a shame that they don't have a nice system there. You know, I know I've hit that one in Lorain a few times, but yeah, like you say, there's really usually no one on it. I don't know why, but, you know, maybe somebody just put it there for, you know, their own personal use when they need it.
No, according to the thing, it's open, but it's listed as a
10 miles on the repeater for its range.
Oh yeah, wow. Yeah, it's kind of surprising that that I've managed to get in and out of that one. Now, like I say, it's only on a good day. I usually hear it coming through maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a month is probably about it. But, yeah, I've managed to get in and out of it, contact one person. So, I mean, it does work and it does its thing. But, yeah, being out there in the sticks probably really isn't the greatest place for it.
A lot of times I leave my radio on and just so I'll hear somebody if they get on it, but like I say, there's no traffic out here on any of the frequencies.
Yeah, that's a shame. You know, hopefully get some more out there and get some more repeaters going up and you know, you'll be able to get around a little bit more easily too.
Yeah, if I want to talk to some city or something, I got to get in the car and drive there.
WRKX341.
31, go ahead.
Appreciate the break here. I just wanted to say good evening. WRAX-245, I haven't talked to you in forever and a day. This is Scott, WRAX-241. I don't want to jump in too much, just wanted to say hello. Hope you guys are having a good evening.
Hello, you sounding good in Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah, it's nice to hear you, Scott. It has been a while. I think the last time was on one of the prepper nets. So, yeah, it's been quite a while. Nice to hear you out there. Hope everything's good for you.
Yeah, Roger, Jim. Everything's about as good as can be. And good to hear making it down in there in Marion, Ohio. There. So I'll let you two get back to what you're doing. I just want to jump in and say hello. WRKH-341. I'll be standing by.
You don't have to run off. We just shooting the breeze here. Hang in here.
I appreciate it. No, I have too much to say, just kind of sitting here listening while I'm scrolling through the internet, whatever. So, you know, just enjoy your hearing, you know, listening in, that's all.
What city are you in? I'm in Lorain, Ohio, about 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Maybe you guys can set up our office somewhere in Heights, Michigan.
You guys got it made over there. You got that, those repeaters linked together, and you can talk real easy over there. We don't have very much over here in Ohio.
Yeah, well,
there ain't no real hills over here in Ohio anyway. Put a repeater on the top off.
Go ahead, just keep on there.
Yeah, Jim and Marion, Ohio, you two just double over each other.
I was just saying that obviously the guy that broke in there and was asking us to leave a little bit of spaces between transmissions had nothing to say, so we can go ahead and just continue on.
That's pretty flat over here in Ohio. We got no place to put a repeater on top of a hill or anything.
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice locations here for repeaters. And, Mount Clemens is a good spot. And Detroit is up kind of high there on top of one of the buildings. So it gets up there and it gets out.
Yeah, we don't have no mountains over here. We don't even have any good molehills.
Yeah, it is a little bit flat there, that's for sure. I've been through Ohio there quite a few times. Got some family there in Kentucky, so, you know, get through kind of often. But, yeah, it is pretty flat out there. I wouldn't have the slightest idea what would be the best location for an antenna in Ohio.
Yeah, we don't have hills. We got valleys.
Yep, that's for sure. I mean, at least they've got some towers out there. There's quite a few of those, so I'm sure somebody can get something up on one of them.
Yeah, there's plenty of places in Kentucky to put towers. In fact, Forestry Service towers to private individuals, and some of those towers you could see for it seems like 100 miles.
Yeah, that's nice. It's definitely a good option as long as they have you know, the infrastructure out there for it. If they have a tower, I would assume they do. But yeah, that would definitely be something for people to look into in that area to get something up off the ground pretty high.
Yeah, they had walk-up towers, you know, with steps that went up to a little building in the top.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Going up by the where the state guards keep the little shacks and monitor for problems. Got a few of those out there. But, yeah, it'd be nice if they had a better system out there to talk down, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sold one by my sister-in-law for $500, and that was a huge, huge tower. I mean, you could see in every direction from that tower.
All right, yeah. Now, are they selling the tower to where people would take them down and move them, or are they, you know, leasing out space for people to throw up antennas?
Now they were selling those in place. I mean, they owned the property on the top of the mountain, and they were selling those as property in place there. But that was quite a while ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but that's it's actually not a bad price at all when you're talking about getting a little plot of land with a tower on it. You know, that's really, really reasonable. I'm surprised there wasn't a lot of people jumping on those.
Yeah, no telling what it cost to put those up there back when the West was young.
Yeah, I mean, either way, putting one up today, you're going to be hard-pressed to do a net for $500.
Yeah, I bet that cost, I don't know, maybe $75,000 or... I mean, it was a long time ago, but I bet it cost more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do get expensive. You know, I've never been involved with putting one up or purchasing one, so I don't know exactly what they would run, but, you know, I could assume they'd be up there in the several thousand dollars just to get, you know, say a 150-foot tower put up.
Yeah, the base of that one was pretty wide. I mean, you could have built a house under the base of that tower.
Yeah, Yeah, that's got to be a tall one. But, yeah, I just want to throw it out there. There's a breaking station trying to get in. Just want to let you know you are not making the repeater. You can't understand even a half of a word you're saying. But, yeah, it's just nice to get some antennas up in the air. You know, I would imagine there should be a few, but I'm really surprised people didn't jump on that. That's a big deal for getting a tower.
Yeah, the one that bought it ended up tearing it down and selling it for scrap.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of nuts. He must have just wanted the space, but, you know, I would have assumed he could have gotten something for the tower and just sold that as a unit and had somebody move it.
Oh, trust me, nobody could move that thing. You couldn't have got that on a train. That was a big one.
Yeah, but they can take those apart in sections. You know, they obviously don't come in one piece when they get ready to put them up. They are directed to sections and pieces, so they can be taken apart and moved. I've seen quite a few of them for sale, but nothing right here around my area.
Well, paying for a crane and the people to climb up there and take those loose a section at a time, that would have been very expensive.
Oh yeah, that's more of something along the lines of a radio station or TV station, something that they would do. It's definitely not in the realm of the regular amateur or GMRS user.
Tell you what, from that location, you really didn't need a tower because you could stand right at the base of that and get a quarter watt walkie-talkie, a 9-volt walkie-talkie, you know, and talk two states away from that spot right there.
Yeah, that's nice. That's some good coverage.
The only problem was the wooden steps were all rotted. I tried going up that, and it was a little bit on the dangerous side.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. You know, some places are maintained a little better than others. I've been to a few state parks that needed some steps replaced here and there. And yeah, you know exactly what you're talking about.
I just hope Ohio gets some more repeaters because. I think we have the lowest amount of repeaters of just about any state around.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that for sure, but I'll trust you on that one. I haven't really looked into Ohio all that much. But, yeah, it would be nice to have some more systems. But myself here, I got a couple things I have to get to real quick, so... You know, it's been real nice talking to you, but I've got a couple things I got to do, so I'm going to have to get here on the side for a few. And I will come up in a little bit later, so I may catch you a little bit later. And, you know, I'll stand for your next transmission, and after that, WRUF-245 will be standing by.
All right, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar, Delta, Quebec, 816, Dan in Lorraine, the old retired railroad engineer. You have a good one, 73s. Bye-bye.
72-73. WR Electric 245, standing by.
WSTD 49 for a quickie.
Hang out easy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Lorraine, are you still there?
Go ahead, this is Dan and Lorraine.
Hey Dan, this is Dave, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Flushing, Michigan. Yeah, I don't know if you have the ability to get on the internet or not, but if you can, get on it and check USA GMRS Association. You've got a ton of repeaters in Ohio. It's just the fact of getting the frequency and the tone right. I don't know if any of them are linked or not, but you. It looks like you have more than we have here in Michigan, although ours are linked a little bit better, but they're scattered all over the place between Cleveland and Columbus, and there was one that one in Lorraine. I don't know if they're all, if there's any of them that are connected or not, but they're all over the place. So I just wanted to let you know that USA TMRS Association, check it out, and good luck. All right? 73?
Well, I can't really do that because I'm going blind, you must be looking at the amateur, and a lot of the amateur repeaters, because there's about 70 or 80 of those around here, but there's like four in all of the top of Ohio for GMRS.
No, this is USA GMRS Association .com, I believe is what it is. Check it out. There's a map there. I know you can expand it if you can get on or have someone help you. Maybe a library or something like that, and write down the correct repeaters and the tones. And good luck. Okay, 73s, WSDD 439. We're out.
All right, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is WSDQ 816 Dan. In Lorraine, the old retired railroad engineer. Have a good one, 73s. Bye-bye. You know, it's kind of funny. I write down a lot of the calls of the people that I hear on here, and I write it on a piece of paper, but I can't see good enough to do it the right way. I write over top of different ones, and when I try to get my wife to help me sort them out, it's kind of a mess on the paper.
WSTI 847, WIUG 88, copy.
WSTI 847,
how you doing, Jeff? And how you
doing today? Okay, good to hear you there. Yeah, repeated sounds good. Real good tonight. A lot of people on it, so that's good to hear. System sounds great up that way, down this way. Go ahead.
Hey, you're sounding very clear here. Very, very clear. With no problem at all. I guess the condition is good tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely the noise is down, too. That's nice. you're listening around on the other bands there. It's real clear. Everything sounds good tonight, that's for sure. So hope you're doing well there, Jack. Had a hot day, but I guess we've got some cool weather coming our way, so we'll see what happens.
Today, it was a hot day. Today it was very, very hot. I went outside for 5 minutes to close the garage door, and I got all wet, and I had to come inside. The humidity was very, very bad here. Roger?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Air that you can wear, that's for sure, Jack. Hopefully, I've seen on some radar, though, there's some storms up in Ontario, they're going across the area there, but nothing down this way, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it won't get too bad storms around the area. Hopefully, everybody will be okay.
I got a note here from Channel 7 that said the storm is going to come around in Macomb County and until about 9 o'clock, so, but I don't know about here. They have not said anything here. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. So, it looks like it'll kind of be spread out a lot there, kind of sporadic there. So, anyway, Jack, I'll let you go. Have a good evening there. Good to talk to you again. Conditions are good there, and good to hear you there. Hopefully, we'll have a nice weekend here. We'll see. So, and I'll talk to you. Have a good one there. Have a holiday weekend there. So, take care. WSAI 847 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Dan, good to hear you back.
Cleveland?
Honestly, good to hear you back every day, if you like. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
Jack, did you say Cleveland?
Yeah, Dan. He's got the same name, so... Yeah, he's down in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get to him. How about it, Cleveland? This is Dan and Lorraine. You got a copy?
Hey, good evening. Dan 1, Dan 2. Yeah, nice signal there. Yeah, I'm over on the east side on Lake County there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm over here... Well, you should know where Lorraine is. It's right here on the lake.
Oh, yeah, you got a nice shot up that way to the area up there where the repeater is. So, yeah, you're making it good there. So, sounds good. I think we talked before, but good to hear you there. Go ahead.
Oh, I haven't been able to talk to anybody in Cleveland. There was a guy in Chardon I heard talking before, but I couldn't seem to get to him. He was loud, but it seemed like I couldn't get to him. But I was just wanting to be sure that I got a hold of you over there in Cleveland.
Hey, Roger. No problem. Yeah, you're doing good there. So, the only one that I know of is the Lakewood repeater on 20 there, on the 675 there. Has a different PL though, different sub-audible tone, but there's not that many repeaters out your way, I guess, so. But I'm sure hopefully there'll be more out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that 600 repeater over there, I can't get that one, either.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's got a UHF on this frequency. It's hard to get through, and sometimes you got to have the right spot there. So, anyway, you have a good evening. Good to talk to you again, and hopefully I'll catch you again there and give it over to you. WSEI 47, I'll be clear.
All right, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is WSPU. 816, again, Whiskey Sugar, Delta, Quebec, 816, Dan in Lorraine, the old retired railroad engineer. Have a good one, 73, bye-bye.
about it out there? Is there anybody else out there? This is Dan and Lorraine calling for contact. I gotta get it while it's getting good. How about it, Dave and Flushing? You still out there?
Where are all the white women at?
Who wants to know?
Do you know where all the white women are at?
Who wants to know? CQ. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. Dan in Lorraine, Ohio calling. You don't use any call at all, so where are you coming from?
Doesn't matter where I'm coming from. You want to act like a freaking ham radio guy, go over to ham radio.
What are you talking about?
CQ. That's not what this is for. Go be a ham radio operator on ham frequencies. That's not what GMRS is for.
Well, you're talking about my my calls. You can't figure out that the first one of those on each one of those is the letter. I know it's hard to figure out. A whiskey is a W, sugar is a S, Delta is a D, and Quebec is a Q, and 816 is self-evident there, but. I'm sure if somebody helped you, you could figure that out.
Well, obviously you don't have much brains up in gray matter between your ears, because I say you're acting called CQ and all that crap. It's not what that's supposed to be done over here. And nothing to do with how you were saying whiskey. Go over to ham radio.
I came from sideband, so sideband on TV, so that's a little bit over your head.
Well, maybe go back to
why don't you put your call so we know who you are? GMR license. Come on, boy, answer me. You got your GMR license, GMRS license. Give your call.
Well, he's not going to give his call sign there, Lorraine, Ohio. He's got too much of a yellow sign. You know, he likes to talk tough, but he's not going to give his call because he doesn't want to call himself out.
Yeah, I figured that out. He's saying that we're doing something wrong and he doesn't have a call sign. So I kind of get that. Yeah, I talked
about the GMRS license, and the question
is, what is your name, and you have $35. Anyways, WRKH 341. You guys doubled on each other. WRYS 363.
Yeah, 363, sounding good in Lorain, Ohio.
Currently in Farmington Hills, Michigan, hitting the Detroit repeater.
Yeah, I have to go a long ways to hit that Detroit repeater from over here in west, about 30 miles west of Cleveland here. I have to use the Dixie radio to get across that lake to hit that repeater.
WREW-499. I'm not scared, jackass. Maybe go ahead and dive in.
Hello, TMRS guy. How you doing? He sounds tough, doesn't he?
Not really.
This is WRNW 329, Monterey.
Yeah, 329, this is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec, 816, Dan and Lorain. You sounding good over here.
How you doing, Dan? Yeah, we're just on, let me see where I'm at, 75, and I'm headed southbound. I ain't sure exactly where I'm at. I know I'm getting close to the Ohio border. And, in the mobile area, over.
You're doing a good job in that mobile. I haven't heard anybody that loud down by the Ohio line there.
Copy that. Well, I got a 50 watt radio here. A little TYT. 9800T, I guess it's doing a job. I'm at 75 and 275. Over.
Hey, copy that. You're doing a great job. I got a antique radio from the 1970s. It's Midland, but it's a very old antique Midland.
I'm not sure how far away you are from me, but it's working. A little staticky, but it's working. It could be my radio. I'm mobile. I'm running about 70 miles an hour here, so that could be causing a little static there. Over.
Yeah, I'm in Lorain. I'm in Lorain, about 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Copy that. Oh, yeah, a little ways from me, I guess. I'm headed towards your way then. Might get a little clearer coming your way there, over.
Yeah, funny, it doesn't always work that way. If you're going through a repeater, you might get away from that repeater.
Copy that. All right, now, I'm not sure if I'm hitting Detroit or the Ohio repeater. I'm not sure what I'm hitting right at the moment.
Well, I know there's one down there by Toledo.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm hitting right now. I know they both have the same PL tones on them. Same frequency, the 625. I hear them coming through at home on the base there once in a while. There, over.
Yeah, I seldom get to talk like this. I gotta have special conditions to be able to talk like this.
Copy that. Now, some nights are good, some are bad. Some nights it's like crystal clear. Hit the repeaters and it bounces a little bit. Let you reach out there a little farther.
Now the only repeater I can hit
feels good is that one in Detroit. I don't know why that is.
Get the one in Detroit. They're all connected. I'm not sure exactly how many of them there are, but they're all connected.
There's eight of them.
Pretty good thing. You hit one and you can talk all the way up near Upper Michigan. Pretty good deal. Guys doing a good job on those repeaters here. Over. Got a 2 meter, a 440 in Ohio. I'm guessing they got them scattered out to two somewhere. I have to look on the internet when I get to where I'm going. Maybe I can connect to a couple of repeaters.
Yeah, they got about 50 of those. They got at least 50 of those. You can get on there anywhere and get one of those. Because either they're not there or they don't work very good.
Good. Radio's getting a little staticky and a little hard making it out, so we'll cut you loose for now. Nice talking to you. Appreciate the comeback. My name's Kim here, Tango India Mario.
Okay, Kim, it's been nice talking to you. I'll catch you later. This is WSBQ816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio, saying 73 from the old retired railroad engineer. Have a good one. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
And 816, have a good one. 73. This is WRNW 329. We're clear for now. Hey, Tim. This is WIUG48. Copy. How you doing, Jack? How you doing this evening? Very good. You're sounding good with that TYT, Roger. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, I'm on headed to Ohio. But, I think I'm getting close to the border. Not sure. But I'm out way here somewhere. Hey, you're doing a good job. Anyhow, I just want you to know that. You know, you're by Ohio border. I just want you to know that. All right, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Jack, you're sounding good over here too, so. We'll talk to you a little later.
WRNW
329. Yeah, this is me, and I think you know everybody. 329. I was coming up from Cincinnati last weekend, and I got the Detroit repeater just south of downtown Toledo. Was picking up everybody. So you might still be able to hit from a little bit further south. WRYS 363.
Appreciate that. Well, we'll see how far we can talk to hit that border. WRNW 329, we're back listening.
I can read you pretty good, but still a little bit of static in the middle.
Campus 4 on.
That sounds like you're the moron.
That Jack is a real moron.
WSCF 297, anybody out there, Angel? Yeah, I'm here. Probably you got catches last three numbers. Yeah, Roger, what was he complaining about this time? Yeah, okay, dude. Sounds like somebody had bitched their ice cream was cold. You know, you're on GMRS and you can talk to somebody 600 miles away just by chance of the gods. And it's a problem with somebody. Get out of here. We can't, you know, propagation. We can't do nothing about the atmosphere and everything else like that. Or maybe get yourself a better radio. How about that? Oh, yeah? Is that why she's painting shit? Well, that popcorn paid its price this morning until about 2 o'clock. I'm fine now. I'm fine. My bathroom was active.
kind of like short and sweet. Every 25 minutes. Yeah, you'll have that. Yeah, it sounds like the same guy up there just complaining, just a bitch. I'll jump on Detroit computer in a few minutes, but I hear some people coming through on this channel, so, you know, if I hear them, I'll be like, you need to get off this. This is Cleveland, not Detroit. There's a page on the Facebook for TMRS, and there was a couple guys in northeastern Ohio one bitching about, well, they shouldn't have link repeaters, because I'm like, you guys are a bunch of bitches. And part of me gets it, but who makes you the safety patrol? Who makes you, really, do you need a job that bad to work for the FCC? I don't understand it. It's not that big of a deal.
WSBQ 996, monitoring.
Where you at, brother?
Hills and Township.
Say again, keep your mic a little longer, you got cut off.
Yeah, Hills and Township.
What state, Michigan or Ohio?
We're in Michigan. Macomb County.
Yeah, Roger, I got you, man. Welcome to the net. You're talking on Painful Ohio repeater. Good for you, brother.
Nice hearing you guys out there. I figured I'd just give you a shout, and this thing was making a trip, so I'm going to get back on the side and copy the mail. This WSBQ 996 standing by.
Yeah, Roger, it's always good to hear from you guys up there. It's called propagation. There's one guy in particular up by you that doesn't like the fact that we can talk like this, but, hey, go somewhere else. This is our repeater. This is out of Cleveland, Ohio. Painesville, Ohio. Lake County, Ohio. But, hey, good hearing for you, man. Stand by. Listen. We're here. You're not cool enough. Well, if you're cool enough, I'd give you the 50 water that I have here, and then you can get a 25 water bag. That's when you come over and paint my barn and shit. Well, when you ever get done working in West Virginia, you figure out the movie last night yet? I watched it today again, and yeah, I figured it out. That movie took place between the time span when Ripley was in the frozen stasis for 30 years. Exactly.
this is the first movie of a series. The doctor, if you remember Prometheus, and then they crashed that ship, it blew up in a bunch of pieces after they got off the planet. The doctor, the evil doctor, and the evil part of it went onto a planet where that robot started doing all the stuff and break. And the other parts of the ship crash land on a moon, and the other part was floating around space. It gives anybody else a chance to get on the radio. Yeah, what are you guys doing tomorrow? I think I might go to the fair, even if I got a good by myself. Mayor Jack tonight?
Yeah, go ahead. Who's this, Eric?
Yeah, Rogers, last calling station, WSCF 297. Is that you, Jack?
Yeah, WIU T48. How you guys doing out that way?
We're doing good, man. We're just talking on our local repeater here. We're catching you guys. I don't want to offend anybody up there in Michigan. I hear there was a big debate up there again tonight, but we're on our local repeaters. But you're always welcome, Jack.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. Anyhow, how are you guys doing there?
We're good up here. We're good down here there, Jack. How are you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. By the way, how's the weather there? Because Macomb County is going to have tornadoes till about 10:30.
It's been up and down. It's been hotter down here today, and humidity's way high. And we went through some storms, but basically the same thing what you guys are going through.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was very hot here, very humid. I went outside for 5 minutes, got all sweat. I had to come inside. Roger?
Roger, where it is.
Hi, Eric. Good talking to you. Good to hear from you. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48 clear.
You have a good night, too. You have a good holiday weekend. It's called Labor Day holidays. Just make sure you pay your taxes. This is WSCF 297. You have a good one. WSCF 297, Josh, you still out there? Yeah, just talk to him for a minute. Roger. I haven't got that far. Over. Well, I
I know I'm probably going to have to go in the bathroom and take a Tammy. And I'll probably turn my TV on here soon. No, I'm just sitting here drinking beers. I ain't ready to go to bed yet. I said I probably have to go in the bathroom and take a Tammy. What about the other things? Yeah, the other stuff that she was supposed to get, did that come in? Don't make me send Tommy Three Toes up there to take care of this shit. I'll send Tommy Three Toes and Johnny the Mock. Go talk to him. No worries, brother.
Yowza.
Tammy, step away from the Facebook. It's not your job to spread rumors across the country. Hey, Josh, thank God she doesn't show interest in radio. Could you imagine gossip that would happen? There'd be lions and tigers and bears, tornadoes, and tsunamis coming off of Lake Erie. You're not authorized. I suggest you just get off the channel. You wait until this time to do that? Where's the kids at? Don't be bringing them over there. Don't call Eric's house. You keep those kids over there. I was thinking we should do it like a Halloween thing here at my house and put this big screen outside and watch Halloween. Just a bad pickup for the plug foul. Here, give me a minute. I gotta go outside and water the petunias.
Tell Tammy me is really mad at her because she is constantly neglecting me. She's probably mixing Kool-Aid with her hand. Go find her. I'll be here. I'm listening. Probably upstairs taking pictures of those kids.
WSBS 297. Yeah, Roger, I'm listening. No, I jumped over that Detroit repeater. It's the same freak, different tones. I tried to give it to you before. Yeah. I've got all the Halloweens if I bought them or not. I've got them all from the first one to the last one. I'll be skipping that one. No, that didn't happen. I just wanted to decide if I'm going to do the Rob Zombie or go back to old school. Yes, sir. I haven't watched the last one in a long time. I only watched it once. I'm talking the last one they just did, where they hunted them down. Yeah, that. Supposedly another one's coming out here this Halloween, so. Decisions. But I haven't watched that in 20 years. Yeah, Roger, I got you. I'm going to try to find something to watch too. I'm in the kitchen, so.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
WRD-69.
Yeah, you got an echo.
Copy that on the echo. Thank you.